Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ashley Handy, A-S-H-L-E-Y-H-A-N-D-Y, date of birth 02-22-1987, date of appointment 6-22-2023, requesting physician Joshua Carlson, J-O. S-H-U-S-E-A-R-L-S-O-N, M-D. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Ashley Handy today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is a 36-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who is having episode since 2015. In the episode, her fingers get tingly and numb, hands started to cramping up, feet straighten up. It is hard to stop this episode. No loss of consciousness, body shaking violently. Lasted about 5 minutes and slowly come back. She went to the hospital with this episode 3 times, workup negative. She was seen by a neurologist, Dr. Zoltay, Z-O-L-T-A-Y, and his workup was negative. Son has the same issue. When son was having EEG and strobe light, give her the same episode. In the past, she was please rewrite again. She is taking Tegretol. In the past, they tried to taper and discontinue, but then she started having episode again. Presently, she is taking Tegretol XR 200 milligram 1 PO 2 time daily. She has a history of migraine. Last migraine was 1 year ago. Migraine is with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, no phonophobia. Excedrin migraine helps her. Past medical history, Lyme disease, hypercholesterolemia, migraine, paradoxical vocal cord movement, anxiety. GERD. Past surgical history, C-section, laminectomy, foraminotomy, allergy to Keflex, medication, Tegretol XR 200 mg 2 times daily, Paxil 20 mg daily, prenatal vitamins, Xanax, Omeprazole, Macrobid, social history, she stopped smoking 3 years ago. She drinks over the weekend. No drug use. She is a legal secretary. She has a master's degree and divorced, but live with the ex-husband. Have one son. Family history, mother alive with hypercholesterolemia and cholecystectomy, inflammatory bowel disease, migraine. She does not know about the father. no sister, one brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having numbness, tingling, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1-S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present, nexopal, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 36-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, probable epilepsy, number 2, anxiety, number 3, depression, next paragraph, at this time, please rewrite again, next paragraph, her history is probably suggestive of epilepsy, which is supported by the fact that whenever she wants to decrease the tegretol, she started having these episodes. Anxiety attack is also a possibility. At this time, I would like to order the EEG and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I also want to order CBC and CMP. I advise her to eat breakfast, lunch and dinner on time and be well hydrated. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office in 1 month.